and say, no, I don't believe a word he's saying, but all the time he's getting you, what? Oh. Just every time you feel any work of Satan, I don't care, just start confessing hath been and go to rejoicing, laughing, or just say, well, I can't hardly do it, brother. Well, get you some of these tapes of music, carry them home with you, and just turn them on. And the first thing you know, you'll be rejoicing. But let's remove the wailing walls out of our life. Will you please do that for me, now? And when I speak something you don't understand, you know the reason why I carry on with you about it, because you don't understand, no, to laugh about it. You know why? Because if I don't, you're going to get home, the devil's going to tell you the most ignorant person there ever was, and he's going to beat you to death about it if I act like it's serious. Won't he? Just absolutely beat you to death about it. But what I do, I just ridicule it and get you delivered of it before you go and say, well, you wasn't supposed to know it anyhow. Lay. Rejoice. Can I listen? All joy. Any way that you can rejoice.
Like the waves of many waters. Clothing on. And moving, grooving, your whole body, of your resurrection, upon me have glowed, have saturated me. Now, while the music is playing softly, I'll explain to you what you're doing. In the order of God, there was a temple. The Lord set in a temple or a tabernacle, which was a tent, and he had a place. And the holiest of holies, oh, where his glory and his fire came down right inside of that. Oh. And the priest went in there and stood before that fire and that glory. And they chanted. Made their confessions and they chanted. That fire and glory licked out at them, purified them, and then they were ready to go back and minister to the people. Now it becomes very evident to you now who that was in the holiest of holies with fire and glory and power and smoke. Oh! Say, well, that was the Father. Yeah, but the Father was in heaven. Who did he send into earth to fulfill every bit of that? Oh. Oh. Oh, didn't he fulfill it? All right, now, since he's finished it and made it a fulfilled work, you don't have to go and make vows to him. You sing confessions to him. And in that confession, what does he make you? What's the promise that he makes you? A king and a priest conforms you to his image. You see, everything fits in the order of God once you begin to move it into it. What you've done, you've moved out onto the sea of glass, been formed in a church. He began to appear there before you in his many revelations. I've been demonstrating them three or four ahead every time to get you real hungry. Yes, Lord. And now you're ready. Ooh. To approach the throne. Ooh. Oh, yes, you've been baptized, and now you're ready to be consumed by that throne. Oh, yes. You're ready to be swallowed up inside of the body of Jesus and on up into the body of the Father. Oh. king and a priest has to operate from the holiest of holies. You can't stay out on the sea of glass. As you're swallowed up, watch me, what happens? As you're swallowed up with him, each member of that church, this throne moves. And it comes right in the midst. And your father, oh, and Jesus just encircled the whole church. Oh, and there's the whole church right inside of him. Oh, moving in that power. See, that's the purpose for you, the last day church, is to fill up this sea of glass. Tie together all these. Say, well, all the members may not get in there at once. That's all right. He moves a lot of times in the center of the floor in what he calls inexpectancy. He expects if you've obeyed him this far that he's going to lead you on until it's full. So sometime before you ever really enter into it, he closes up on you and moves here in the center, and he sits there in expectancy for your obedience of faith until he brings you into the reality of what he's promised. Oh. Oh. You didn't know that either, did you, brother? That's all right. You'll know a bunch of stuff. You keep sticking around here. Oh. Oh, oh, now let's get this one. Just barely open your eyes. I see you, Jesus, alive before me. Your head and arm wide as wool. As white as snow, and eyes of fire, clothed upon, and one with my Father. One with you, Jesus. Father. The life of the Holy Ghost. Now my mother.
Now my mother.
Moving through us.
Moving through us.
Keeps us all one.
Keeps us all one.
Makes your will.
Makes your will.
In my life be done. This is the way that it's supposed to be done? Do you accept this in the order of God? That the same way that the priest came to the holiest of holies in the days of the Old Testament, you come to the holiest of all now? What's his name? Jesus, having now been clothed upon and made one with the Father. And there you sing your confessions, and that's the perfect way, and your chantings. Now you've learned another secret of David through Jesus Christ. He did the same thing. Whoa. And he got so enthusiastic about it till he said, oh, if I could just be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. He said, if I could stay in that temple all the time doing that, I'd have it made. All right, now it's been fulfilled, the sheer mercies of David. You now have him before your face and clothed upon you. You can stay in that temple all the time. The doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, the door be in your mouth, and you can just let it flow out of you. All you have to do is just develop it, just like this. Oh, oh. Now, who can type here in Memphis? Oh, I can give you the responsibility of getting a bunch of those typed, too. You can have you one and begin to go sit down over there now, if you will, and sing it with us. We're going to get a couple more here, and oh, get started with it. Some of the rest of you, all you have to do is partake of what they're getting. And then you'll have, come on. And then you'll have it made. Come on, Bledsoe. Oh. Oh. Are y'all gonna do it too? Got one or two more to do for you. Let's see y'all get around, change places. I'll get the women on my left, men on my right. What you doing that for? None of your business what I'm doing that for. Doing that just to make you wonder. Oh. 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 me. You're in and I'm. White as wool.
As white as snow.
And I's a fire. With a garment on. Down to your feet.
Down to your feet.
Ooh, it's beginning to sort of reach out at him. And your feet like fine brass.
And your feet like fine brass.
Burned in a furnace.
Burned in a furnace.
A golden girdle.
A golden girdle.
Around your chest.
Around your chest.
And your body shining.
And your body. Shining
like the noonday sun. She got that all messed up too. Let's get it corrected. Oh, that was dry in spirit. Too many talking there, like the noonday sun. It's very important that we get that description, just exactly like John said it to Jesus. Jesus said it to John. Because you notice, when he makes comparison words like the noonday sun, all at once, whew, you notice that it just comes alive there. He says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. He said those words are given to bring life, and they are given not to be changed or added on to, see? Ooh. Said they're for a purpose. The reason they're for, say, like the noonday sun. Change yours there, Josh. Ooh. The reason we give comparative thing, because here's the way you do it. You compare things that you know about with spiritual things. For example, you know how the sun shines real bright, don't you? Okay, then, if you know how the sun shines real bright, then you'll know in the spirit when he goes, whew, you'll know just exactly what he's talking about. And by faith, you can expect it. Like when Jesus gave that description of how he would come in his resurrection, at a lightning in the east, all the way under the west. When I read that years ago, he showed me just how that would be. If you remember, some of you, I ministered on it. And I knew just exactly how it'd be. So when it's time for that resurrection, strike that sea of blood and that water and that air, oh, I was there in the spirit, and he just lit up just like a light bulb and went, whew. He lets you know things. He has to reach from his great spiritual being down to your natural, you're in my natural peanut understanding. And that's what he does. And that's the reason his words are exact. To work out these things. Oh. 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 Feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace, a golden girdle.
and your body shining like the noonday sun.
Now just watch him come alive there. Just shine. Quicker you make that statement. Body of fire and glory. Worth shining before me. Just feel him. Just feel the whole presence right there before you. Close your eyes now and then open them. Begin to look around. Don't let the lust of your eyes rob you of the blessing. Close your eyes. Don't let the lust of your eyes rob you again. Like the waves of many waters,
like the waves of many waters,
clothing on them,
clothing on,
and moving through me,
and moving through me.
Feel them begin to trickle. Your whole body,
your whole body,
of your resurrection,
of your resurrection.
Upon me hath clothed,
upon me hath clothed,
hath saturated me,
hath saturated me.
Now I want to explain something else to you, principle of God, while we're just real quiet. In the beginning, John said, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. They begin to explain in Genesis how that God spoke out his word and created. And the principle is that God always, just like he does with man, sends his word before him first. That's the first work you'll have in you. The moving of the Spirit goes, and the first thing, the moving of the Spirit sort of moves over, and then here comes the word. Ha-ka-ka-ba-ra-ka-ba-ha-ka-ba. And when he starts possessing you and growing upon you, same way. Send his word, he sends his word, the Spirit upon you of his presence, and then his word starts moving through you. Then here comes the whole being, the way he did in the earth. He sent his word, Jesus, into the earth, clothed upon with the Holy Spirit. And then he began to follow him, right? Get the pattern now. The Spirit moves to prepare you. Then when you get prepared, here comes the Word. And then after the Word, here comes the Son. And after the Son, here comes the Father. Right. Is this correct or not? Well, you've been knowing that all your life, haven't you? Or have you? Well, you've been quoting it all your life, haven't you? John said, the Word was among us and it was made manifest as the flesh. But he did just exactly what he's going to do when he possessed what he does every time. He's going to possess the earth. He sent his Word in the flesh right into earth. He follows the same pattern. Send the work of the Holy Ghost and the Word wrapped. The Word in. Wrapped in the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, the glory that you've given me, Father, I have given unto them. Jesus wrapped in the glory of the Holy Ghost. Well, what about that preparing work of the Spirit that he sent to get everything ready before he sent his word? Came through John the Baptist. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven hand moved all over Israel, didn't it? And then here came the word. You'll find it all down through the scriptures, following the same pattern. Yes, Lord. All right, y'all get a bunch of copies made of that, would you?
Let me keep the rest of them. Oh. Now, Brother Ron, I'm going to let you come here. I'm going to let you come here and get a couple and start leading a minute. You want to use this mic or you'd rather use another one? Okay, come on and use this one. Ooh. I tell you what, Brother Josh, you know where university is down there? You might as well just take $3 or $4 down there and Xerox a bunch of those, because they're going to tear to pieces, you know. You got any church treasury money? Huh? Okay, get about $5 worth of them, about 50 copies, and let's go at it. No need of putting it off to disobey the Lord. Do you know where it is? Jesse can go back with him again, or Brother Ed. Won't you go with him, Brother Ed? Tell you something. You that have been traveling with me, it's been an up and down thing with you. Oh, you'll move in spurts. Then you'll get the idea, well, I'll just sort of wait around. You get sneakingly deceived in this thing. And I'm so far ahead of the other folks that I'll just sort of wait around and catch up. And now God has pulled something on you. He's taken some folks right before your very eyes and moved them ahead of you. Oh. You heard Brother George at Hibden last week. He wanted part of it. Uh-uh. You got a scratch for it now, brother. You could have been right on the end of this thing if you'd have taken these tapes. Every time, instead of getting the idea that these tapes I was ministering was for the people. And Jesus and I sneakingly did it to you. We went over and reviewed some of the things that you'd already had. And then we began to slip some new things in there, and you let them slip by you. Oh! 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 You let them slip by you. And I let them slip by you on purpose. Or you might as well learn right now, oh, that you're running in this race. You're not sitting down and watching me run. Oh, oh. I slipped some new things in there on you, and Jesus did it on purpose. Oh. You thought, oh, well, he's just going over the thing that I've already learned. You heard some new things start coming in there, didn't you? That should have been your signal right now. I better get up and get off and running. But you didn't do it. Oh, oh.
Oh, hath been made a run. Now you will join these with these songs and things, and you'll catch up. And you will learn your lesson. Now you will run with me instead of lagging 40 steps behind me. Oh, that's what the Lord had put you with me for, is to run with me. Not run 40 steps behind me. Oh, and you better learn. You might as well learn it now before you get started. Oh, if you don't, see, this is the way the Lord uses to provoke people. Provoke you. He'll raise up before your very eyes children. And he'll move them ahead of you, and boy, then you'll dig. Do you understand it? Listen, get this lesson. Lord Jesus hath been made swift to hear.
Swift to hear.
Swift to hear. When you hear something you haven't, even maybe you've heard it before, but there's something new added on to it, grab that thing. Say, hath been given me to understand, and begin to lay hold on it. Begin to confess it. Swift to hear and slow to speak. You know, we're built right backwards. Oh, and God has to rebuild us. We're swift to speak and slow to hear. Oh. You want to catch up? Dig. Oh. Instead of meeting around and rejoicing over what you have got, dig. And run the race with me instead of 40 steps behind me. Oh. Oh, let me get there, Brother Jerry. He's sitting over there in the corner. He'd hide, and Brother Bob, too. Come on up here. Yes, Lord. Oh, they wasn't even here when he first started, were you? Yes, Lord. Oh, keep running. He's running. That Joseph, he's trying to hide, too. He got over here he was real smart, see. He was sitting up there among some of them light folk like Sister Darling and Joanne, and he got down and sat among some that are about his color. Oh, he is something, ain't he? Oh! Oh, yes, Lord. Oh! Oh! Did you get him, Brother Josh? Just keep him. All right, now, we've got this on tape. What's that going to happen? This is a council to get the Memphis group started and to catch the others up. To get them back running in the race instead of behind the race. You might well learn it too now, Brother Gus. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes, Lord. So you see, when you go to lagging behind, you go to having problems. You go to getting sick, heart attacks. You didn't know that was the cause of that, did you? Trying to rest, sit down and rest at a place instead of growing. You see, the principle of God is this. When you shed blood in the Old Testament, then the avenger of the blood got after you and would kill you unless you got into a place of refuge. All right, now it's the same principle as in the spiritual. You've shed the blood of Jesus, you and he willingly. Oh, and you have places you've got to move into, called places of refuge. And he just lets the devil stay right behind you, nipping at your heels, just like that, just nipping at you. Just nipping at you. Oh, nipping at you. I've already explained this to you two or three times. And you sit down and you feel something nipping you, Satan jumping on you. You know you need to dig and go farther. Go to the half-bin and show me the next step. Half-bin, half-bin. But the way to keep ahead of that Avenger of the Blood is to be swift to hear. Oh. Brother Pruitt, what'd you let that happen to me for? This is the way the Lord teaches you. You couldn't be taught with words. You had to be taught by experience. In the temple and in the tabernacle in the days of the Old Testament, now Jesus, remember, having fulfilled all of these things. But in a temple and in a tabernacle in the old days of the Old Testament, there was the holiest of holies. With fire, power, and the Shekinah glory of God, wasn't there? Wasn't there? The priest would enter in, getting ready to minister to the people, would enter in, come in from the outer court into the inner court, and go, I believe it was over to the left, and would go past the eunuch's garden, that place into the holiest of holies, and he'd walk in there to the holiest of holies. Of course, carrying the blood. Oh. And there he would make his vows and chant before the Lord, before the holiest of holies. Whatever. And the Shekinah glory and the fire and the power of God would cleanse and purify him, and then he was ready to go out and minister to the people. Now, who is the fire and the glory and the blood, the Shekinah glory of the holiest of holies today? Who? Who is he? Where is he? Right before you. Now, in order for you to partake of him, you have confessions. Your vows have turned into confessions, half been. Made one with him. And you can do it by your confessions, but the best way is by your singing. He said it alive in the chanting of the priest. Well, what were those priests speaking in? What chanting? They were chanting in tongues. Later on, it got to where they did it as a form. They started off, they were chanting with that stammering lip and another tongue. But you know, they never could move into chatting in their understanding to amount to anything. Why? Because understanding had not yet been given. But you and I don't just sing in tongues anymore. We sing in tongues and our understanding, don't we? Because understanding hath now been given through Jesus Christ, the one that hath filled all things. And us having moved into the New Jerusalem through the gates, having come on the sea of glass, and having been attacked by Joel's army. And having been birthed into the by the seven spirits into the kingdom of God, and having been birthed into the water of his body and having risen, we're now ready for the holiest of holies. Oh, yes, we are. Here's the throne, there's the church, you on the sea of glass. As you move inside of him, or he clothes upon you, that throne moves. From in front of you, moves right into the middle of you. Watch it now. Oh. And he just envelops the whole church. Stand right alive in the midst. Then it fulfilled thee. He shall be in the midst of them. You start out before the throne. But as each one of you individually go up inside of him, and he's swallowed up inside of Jesus and on up into the Father, he moves that throne right out in your midst. Ooh. Envelops the whole group. And then the Holy Ghost that works inside of Jesus rises and falls. While he's revealed alive right in your midst. Brother Pruitt, I don't understand that. Well, yes, you do. Yeah, you know what we're talking about. Now, several years ago, never did say anything about it, but Brother Mac, you know, we used to every once in a while get up here and start singing. he and I'd hit that same high voice together, and it'd just run shivers all over y'all. How y'all, many of y'all remember that? Oh. You didn't know what I was doing then with Brother Mac, did you? Brother Mac didn't know either. Yes, but he knew then later on. He didn't use it very much, but every once in a while he'd go, ah, and boy, it would just glory run all over him, wouldn't it, Brother Mac? Oh. Ain't wonder why that was happening, that preparing him for this very thing. Oh. Oh, let's get ready now and go, oh. Oh, now I'm going to sing it to him. I'm going to sing it, and you repeat it after me. Close your eyes, and then just when we get started, and then just barely open them. Oh, to where you can see, and we'll just start, okay? Ah, 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 ah. Ooh.
snow.
Down to your feet.
gave his counsel for everyone to enter into, plus what the Lord had given me extra out there this afternoon. You see, I'm out there digging. And I'll tell you right now, you're going to have to run hard to keep up with me. But it's exactly expected of you. Brother Brent, I didn't know that. It's expected of you to keep up with me in this run of faith. Oh! Did you know it was expected of you? Say, well, I can't ever do it. It hath been given to you to do it. Hath done it. Period. You know what happened? You know, when there were 3 million marching with Moses through the wilderness, they had to everyone keep up. Now, you know what happened when they one of them got sort of lagged behind and got out away from the crowd, Brother Terry? Wild animals begin to chew at them. Oh! What are wild animals they? Demons begin to chew at you. Demons of unbelief and worry and unrest, and you go to thinking about your problems. You know this is the reason you got too many problems. Always want to counsel. Because you're not in the camp moving. You're out on the edge of them there, and these demons snapping at you. If you're in there moving with a crowd, they wouldn't have time to snap at you. You wouldn't even have time to think about them. But every time one of them would try to snap at you, it'd be swallowed up in the mind, the heart, and the body of Jesus. Oh, yes, that's what snaps at you, weaknesses, worries, wondering about what's going to happen to me, sicknesses, unrest, wavering. You run with me and it won't happen. Quit acting a little wandering around out there in the desert among all the lizards, wild animals. You don't believe what I'm saying. You know it's true. You know it's true. You know that's the source of all your problems. You go to wandering out there among the rocks and in the mesquite. And some of us are continually, boom, 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 boom. We're moving on. And you out there wandering around in the snakes, lizards, scorpions, the same places, let's move together. Oh, half been given to me. Half moved together. Oh, oh.
had given up on finding me. In a small voice from the rock side, it speaks. Sometimes roars and strives, but inside of you, in your spirit, I speak a small whisper of grace. So if you search in your heart and mind and in your heart, and you hear voices of thunder and striving, then relax for a while and whisper, Lord Jesus, in a small voice in the rock you will hear right there. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Lord Jesus, 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 my Lord. When you hear my small voice, then yield to it, speaking or singing in tongues. From that small voice comes the lightning and earthquakes and the glory of the Lord thy God. Finish the mystery of a small voice speaking from the rock. When Moses found the small voice from heaven and he yielded, said, Lord, here I am, and gave himself to the small voice of his God, then the finger of fire of God.